This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Hebrews chapter 6, beginning with verse 16. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy continuing grace, Thy reigning grace, Thy marvelous, overpowering grace, that where sin abound, grace does much more abound. And we look to Thee that that grace will be in operation today, and that our hearts will be drawn out after Thee in love and mercy and in grace. Bless the reading of Thy Word, the preaching of Thy Word, to may Thy Word go home in power and much assurance to each and every heart. Lord, bless this waiting radio audience. Serve to each heart that which is needful, and may each one be turned toward Thee, for it is in Christ's name that we pray and ask. Amen.
Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand.
brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land.
He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
Don't you praise the Lord for the safe hiding place that He gives us in the Lord Jesus Christ? Hid with Christ in God, hid in His wounds, washed in His blood, clothed in His righteousness, given that good hope through grace in the Lord Jesus for all He is and all He's wrought for us. By His death, burial, resurrection, His intercession within the veil. God has been good to us in Christ, and for this we give Him thanks and give Him glory. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, dear friend, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. I'm literally amazed that God continues to work in our midst, provide for our needs, and continues to give you grace to listen week by week. And I pray that these messages will stir our hearts and God will use them for His glory and the awakening, conviction, and salvation of precious souls. The series of messages that we have been on for the last weeks entitled Decision for Christ, What Does It Mean? Will be put in print and they'll be yours free and postpaid if you'll write for them. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's messages. As we've shown you in past messages in this series on Decision for Christ, what does it mean? That the Gospels of our Lord Jesus Christ and the epistles of His disciples are full of warnings concerning false profession and false decision. Yes, the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the Bible, would have us to understand that more than just head knowledge or a historical knowledge of Christ is required for one to be saved and to enter heaven. There indeed must be a work of grace wrought in the soul by the Holy Spirit before a man can be savingly joined to Christ in that living and loving union of salvation, in God's redemption and God's deliverance in Christ. So we desire to continue our messages on this warnings from Scripture concerning false profession or false decision. We'd like for you to turn with us in your Bibles to Matthew 25. And let us read together verses 1 through 13 concerning our Lord's parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Will you listen to God's word? Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. In our scripture portion for today, we will note our Lord's searching word concerning the 10 virgins who were just alike in the external matters of religion. From what we just read, we find that 5 were deceived in this matter of the internal work of grace because they had no oil in their vessels or in their lamps, which indicates and shows that they did not have the Holy Spirit. For oil in the Scripture is a type of the Holy Spirit. And we understand and know from Scripture that the Holy Spirit indwells all of God's children. All of these virgins had a hope. They had a hope of meeting the bridegroom, who is the Lord Jesus Christ at His second coming. But we find that our Lord said that 5 of these virgins had a false hope. They were on sinking sand. And He calls them foolish virgins. And then He also indicates that there was 5 of them who had a good hope through grace, and because the Holy Spirit indwelt them, they went out to meet the bridegroom and He took them to glory with Him. Dear friend, I want you to listen, for I desire, by the grace of God, to set before you what this good hope through grace is that these 5 wise virgins had. For in the parable, they picture God's people. I want to show you what this hope was based on and why they had oil in their lamps and therefore entered into the marriage feast with the bridegroom. And while we're doing that, we will at the same time be setting before you the reason the 5 foolish virgins did not go in. Well, the Scripture says they had no oil in their vessels. Their lamps went out because their professions were not of the Lord. All they had was the emotions of the flesh, and it did not last to the coming of the Lord. Will you listen? I believe the Scripture teaches us that there are 7 marks of a really good hope through grace that is set forth in the Word of God, and we get this expression from 2 Corinthians 2:16, where we find there that there are those who had a good hope through grace. Or is it set forth in the Bible reading we had for today in Hebrews 6:18? Do we have that sure and steadfast hope of Christ, which is the anchor of the soul that entereth into that within the veil? The good hope through grace, and that steadfast hope of the Lord Jesus that enters into that within the veil. And I know what some of you are thinking. You're saying, Pastor, why do you always preach in the negative? Well, beloved, I don't do that. It seems that you think that I do. But you see, so many preach in the positive. And what I mean by that is that nobody seems to preach to calculate whether or not you're in Christ or not. Everything is calculated to soothe and to console and to comfort. But I do not find that God's Word is made up just of a one-sided thing. No. God's Word is made up not only to comfort us, but if we do not have a true comfort, if we do not have that good hope through grace, the Holy Scriptures are sent forth in the power of the Holy Spirit to expose that false hope and that false comfort. So you see, God's messenger has a twofold message to bring. It is a message that lays bare, and it is a message that heals. It is a message that destroys false hope, and it is a message that gives that good hope through grace. It is a message that lays bare the sinner's heart, and then it is the message that shows the remedy through the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us that good hope through grace. You see, the message should expose. And when it does, and you acknowledge it, then it shows how you can be hid by faith through grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. No, my ministry is not altogether negative, but I do like to ask questions and to probe your hearts, because I know what it means to live in false religion, in false hope, in false peace. I was there one day. I praise God that by His marvelous grace He opened my heart to let me see that the ground I was building on, the foundation I was building on, was a false foundation. And I did not have that good hope through grace. And by the power of the grace of God in the hands of the Holy Spirit, He opened my heart, and for this I never ceased to praise Him. And my dear friend, in these series of messages that we've been on, I've asked God to give me compassion to preach them, not harshly, but in love, to probe your heart as a tender surgeon of souls. For you see, most people do not know it, but they need to be operated on. And all we hear today is soothing syrup, the sweetness of love, but most people need a surgical operation upon their heart. They need a heart transplant. You don't find much of that today, do you? So if God sends us with a message that is twofold, to cut and then to heal, that you might be turned away from your sin and your way, and the foundation that is false would be washed away by the grace of God, and the sure foundation stone, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, would be laid in your heart, then both you and I would praise Him throughout eternity that He used these messages to deal with your hearts. All right, now let us listen. The seven marks that we desire to lay before you that show that we have a good hope through grace are these. First, a good hope through grace is one that can be explained. Second, a good hope through grace is one that is spiritual. Third, a good hope through grace is one that is built upon Christ and Him alone. Fourth, a good hope through grace is one that has made you a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. Fifth, a good hope through grace is one that has given you a hatred for sin. Sixth, a good hope through grace is one that has led you to repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Seventh, a good hope through grace is one that is sanctifying your life. I know we're not going to be able to cover all seven of them in this message today, but we trust this week and next we'll be able to look at these seven things so that you and I can find out if we have that good hope through grace, or have we built upon a false foundation and are like the five foolish virgins who have no oil in their vessel and will not be ready when the bridegroom comes. Are you listening? Our first mark of a good hope through grace, then, is one that you can explain. We read in 1 Peter 3:15 these words, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Can you and I tell others of how the Holy Spirit brought us to repentance and faith? Can we explain how we were shown by the Holy Spirit our sinful condition before God and our desperate need of His deliverance and mercy in Christ? Can we explain how our hearts were opened by the Holy Spirit to see the deceitfulness of our hearts and our guilty condition before God, the only true and living God who made heaven and earth and in whose hand we dwell? If you have ever been under Holy Spirit conviction, you can. You will be able and ready to explain it to others because you were taught by the Holy Spirit, the one who teaches all whom He saves the same things, and that is their sinnership before God, their helplessness to save themselves, and their helplessness to deliver themselves before the thrice holy God. Also, I believe you'll be able to explain the preciousness of Christ to your heart as you are enabled by the Holy Spirit to look away by faith unto Him. Now, my dear friend, I do not ask you to explain what church you go to. I do not ask you to explain what some preacher said or what some church teacher said or did, or under whose preaching you were saved or who baptized you. I ask, can you explain the Holy Spirit's dealings with your heart? Can you explain your hope in Christ, what He has done for you and what He means to you, and how precious He is to you? Can you explain your relationship to Christ, the eternal Son of God? I believe all of God's people can. There are no dumb children in God's family, no still birds in His kingdom. They're all able to tell of that good hope through grace because they were there. I'll guarantee you that young 12-year-old girl who won the spelling bee of the United States, only 12 years old, mind you, and all those difficult words that she spelt, she'll be able to tell you all the intricate workings of how she learned to spell all those words and how in just 12 years she came to be national bee spelling champion. And I believe if that same 12-year-old girl had been dealt with God's Spirit, and He had ever opened her heart to see her sinnership before God, she'd also be able to tell that. And beloved, whether you're 6 or 60, 9 or 90, if God the Holy Spirit has ever dealt with your soul, and you have that good hope through grace, you'll be able to tell about it. There are no dumb children in God's family. The second mark I call your attention to is that a good hope through grace is a scriptural one. It is based upon the promises of God's Word. What did the psalmist say in Psalms 119:81? He said, I hope in Thy Word. And why? Because the Word of God, listen to me now, the Word of God is the basis of our hope in Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Yes, it is the promises of God's Word that give us a heavenly hope. Apart from the Word of God, there is no hope, no faith, no assurance, nothing but blackness and darkness. I said you heard me right. God never saves a soul apart from the written Word of God, because it reveals the living Word of God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I do believe that a good hope through grace is a scriptural one. Listen to me now. If our hope is sound and a good hope through grace, we should be able to turn to some text, some promise, some teaching of God's Word as the source of that hope. Our confidence must come from something which God has caused to be written in the heart for our learning, written in the Bible for our learning, and written upon the heart, and it is received in the heart and believed. You see, every soul God saves has the eternal God, has the eternal Word of God as the basis of his hope. And you say, Pastor, why do you make that statement? Because Hebrews 10, 16 and 17 tells us, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Yes, the Holy Spirit writes the law of God, the eternal Word of God, upon our hearts, and we cannot get away from it. My friend, it is not enough to have good feelings about the state of our souls. We may flatter ourselves that all is right and that we are going to heaven when we die, yet have nothing to show for our expectation but a dream or some emotion or some imagination or some fanciful thing that happened to us. No, this won't do. A good hope through grace is a scriptural one. It's not based upon some emotion or some dream or some imagination. It's what the Word of God has wrought in our soul. And faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And that Word has been written upon our hearts. My dear friend, you do not want to take man's word or a friend's word or a preacher's word or my word or anybody else's word for it. We must have the sure Word of God as the basis of our hope in Christ. The hope which maketh not ashamed is never separated from God's Word. You see, saving faith can only rest upon the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, as He is revealed by the Holy Spirit from the written Word. I ask a question. Can you give a scriptural reason of your hope? I believe every born-again child of God can. Well, somebody will jump up and say, "Well, I was saved when I was 4 years of age. I don't remember it." Well, beloved, if you can't remember it, how do you know you got it? No. Whether you're 4 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 90, the Holy Spirit working upon your heart, He does it through the Word of God and the Scripture. The Scriptures are used in your salvation. Because the Word of God is written upon our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and we will be able to say that our hope is a hope that is a scriptural one because it's based upon God's eternal Word. We didn't cover much ground today, did we? Still got 5 more to go. You want to hear them. Oh, that God would use His Word and search out our hearts and cause us to think along our way. My friend, ask God to probe your heart. Ask Him to undeceive you. Ask Him to show you whether or not you're anchored in Christ and you have that good hope through grace, and you'll be able to look at these 7 marks and say, "By the grace of God, they have been worked in my soul." Do you want a copy of these messages? Write for them. We'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.